Hey everybody, I'm Doug, and this is my co-host Paul.
It's Captain Paul, Doug.
Captain Paul.
Jeez.
Captains everywhere. We have a special guest, Paul, Captain Paul, and he's going to help us out with this episode. You'll see later. What's going on?
Marine Data Solutions.
Sponsors. No throttling. No contract. Unlimited data. Those guys are awesome. By the way, they just moved into Lauderdale Marine Center, so check them out. They're even closer to the yachts. Go ahead and give them grief. All right, next.
Oh, let's see here. Looks like we had another boat fire in Miami.
Oh, every time there's a boat fire,
what is going on?
Our boats catch fire. Paul, put that out.
Oh, I got it.
No.
Okay.
No. All right. What's going on down in Florida? All right, or in Miami? Another boat fire. Anyway, Norm Beckoff sent us this video.
Captain Norm Beckoff.
Captain.
This guy.
Okay, that boat's really on fire. I'm going to touch... Miami is a total nightmare as far as charter boats are concerned. We're going to touch that next week. What do we got?
Looks like you had 65,000 views.
65,000 views last month worldwide. This is incredible. This show is for crew, by crew. I love you guys. I'm glad you're watching. We'll do anything that you guys need to do to get the word out and have some fun. I just have to work on product placement.
Yeah, you definitely should.
Oh. Hey, by the way. Do you want to wear this?
You mean a face buff from Denison Yacht Sales?
I didn't know I said that.
Oh.
Oh. I have a whole box of these.
You want to work on the product.
Product placement. Okay. That was awkward. Okay, next. All right, what do we got? Oh, here's what we're going to do. Okay. We're deviating from the normal show. We're going to do a special called U.S. Coast Guard License versus MCA Certificate of Compliance. We're going to give you guys... both sides of the certificates, and going to tell you what you guys can do with them and what kind of boats you can run. So, and that's why Paul's here, because he's a captain, and I'm a captain sometimes too.
Hello, Captain.
Do you have a license?
I do.
I'm going to get one. Okay.
You should probably get on that. The insurance company just
called.
The
drinking is slowing me down. Okay, next. All right, what are we going to start with?
All right. Let's see. I'll do U.S. Coast Guard.
All right, mate. I'll do MCA.
Cheers.
Bollocks. Okay. All right. What do you got?
All right. First license for me is the OUPV, which used to be referred to as the six pack.
And how many days do you need for that?
360 days at sea.
Okay. Then you're a captain, I guess. All right.
Yeah. Well, as long as you change your email to captain.
Yes. You have to change your email and your first name.
Yes.
All right. Now, listen. I'm going to counter that with the Yachtmaster 200 ton. That's
how many days you need for that one, Doug?
25.
Oh, right.
That can't be right.
And how many... how long does that take? Almost a month?
If you take the weekends off.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. Okay.
How many miles does that take?
They want you to have 800 miles.
Okay, so you can almost to Virginia.
Almost.
All right, perfect.
That can't be right.
I think it's right.
Okay, next one.
Next one is the Master 100-ton U.S. Coast Guard.
How many days?
360. Or 720, excuse me.
720? Okay, I'm going to counter that with the Yachtmaster 200 Limited, which is more of a commercial license.
How many days does that take?
50.
Ooh, wait.
50.
But not you need 500?
No. 50, no. But you need 3,000 miles underway. Okay. Wow, that's easy. All right. Next one.
That's almost a season in New England.
Almost.
Next one is the Master 200 ton.
Okay. Now, I have to counter that with the MCA Master of Yachts 500 tons.
Okay.
Yes. And how many days do you need?
I need 720.
Okay. I need 370. What? 370. Okay.
That's almost half.
Okay, but I got to be on the boat for a year. All right. Okay. Fair enough. All right. Next one.
500-ton Master.
How many days do you need for that?
I need 720.
Okay. I have nothing to compare that with.
All right. Well, looks like I win.
There's a big hole in the MCA for that.
Chalk this one up to the USCG.
Okay. Next one.
1,600-ton Master.
How many days?
You need 1,440 days.
Okay. I'm going to have to jump up to the Master of Yachts MCA 3000, and I need 590 days. 590 days?
That's a lot of days.
That's not even a.
Well, you could almost get your 100 ton on that.
Okay. Anyway, these are all the licenses in the two categories, and that's the tonnage and the time. The time that you need. There are some other requirements, but we're simplifying it. So now we're going to show you what boats you can run with these licenses, because everybody's very confused about this. So the first boat up here is?
That is a 63 Hatteras Sportfish.
Sexy.
Well, it's even sexier when you drive it backwards into the slip.
Why do they all drive it backwards anyway?
Because so they know, everybody knows that you're cool.
Okay. Well, what do you need to run that?
You need an OUPV.
Okay. The lower one.
Yep.
I'm going to need the Yamaster 200 tons, but I'm only going to get. I only need 25 days for that.
That's a lot of tons for a little boat.
Yeah. You can really run this boat after 25 days?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. The next yacht is a 100-foot Hatteras. And what do you need?
I technically need a 200 for that, but you know, here's another conversation. If it's private, you don't actually need a license at all, so you could definitely get cleared by insurance with a 100-ton with the proper experience.
And a lot of people do that.
Yes.
I'm going to need the Yachtmaster 200. If I'm chartering, it's going to be commercial. I need to have that limited license, the commercial Yachtmaster 200. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, this next boat, we all know this boat. This is a Westport 112.
Ooh, nice looking boat.
Now you're moving into the crude yacht sector. You're starting to get a little bigger. What do you need?
I need a 200 ton.
Okay, that sounds fair. I actually going to have to upgrade to the MCA 500 ton master. Okay, so I'm back at school.
All right. Well,
okay, that's okay.
We'll see you when you get out.
All right. Now, this next boat, now you're really moving into a serious yacht operation. This is a Westport 130. You're going to run with 5, 6, 7 crew. What do you need?
I'm going to use my 200 ton.
Does that say 200?
Yep, 200 masters.
Okay, well, I just recently upgraded to my 500 MCA, so I'm still good there. I'm going to need my 500 ton. Okay, now we're going to go. This is the brand new Westport 172.
That's a lot of boat.
This is a real operation. You're talking 9 to 12 to 13 crew. I mean, this is serious. What are you going to be using?
I'm going to go ahead and use my 200 ton.
What the hell, dude?
Oh, yeah.
200-ton license on a 172-foot boat?
Well, a 200 gross tonnage license by the U.S. Coast Guard lets you run 500 ITC.
With the STCW equivalent.
As long as you're STCW compliant.
And that boat is 496, so you got 4 tons left over.
That's a big girl.
That's a lot of woman.
That's a lot of woman.
Okay, so I can also run that on my 500-ton that I just recently got. So you're running that on two. Okay, next, this is the 234-foot Fed ship called Utopia. I got you on this one. 234 feet. What do you need?
Looks like I'm going back to school for my 500-ton masters.
Okay, I'm going to see you in school because now I've got to go back to school and get my 3,000-ton MCA master's license because it's way over on tonnage. That thing's about 1,600 tons.
Perfect. I'll buy lunch. I'll see you there.
Cool. I'll see you at the bar. Okay. All right. This next boat is another Fed ship. It's called Faith. It is 313 feet long. This is everything there is about super yachting. You're going to have a crew of 25 or 30 crew. This is serious stuff. What do you use?
I'm going to have to use my 1,600-ton masters.
So you're going to have to go back to school again.
Yep, I'm going back to school.
Okay, I just got out of school for my 3,000, so I'm good to run that. So that's it. These are the boats you guys can run with these licenses. You'll be surprised on what you can really run when you put apples to apples. So I'm going to ask you this. Out of the two certificates, which one do you think is the better deal?
I'm going to have to go U.S. Coast Guard, hands down.
Why?
Well, because the U.S. Coast Guard is a license that you can transition from yachting to commercial when you're done serving people limes and lemons in their cocktails.
That's true. When you're sick and tired of guest complaints, you can go run clunker boats out in the Gulf, you know, pumping oil.
Actually, can I just go do that now?
Yeah, they make a ton of money.
Seriously,
let's go. They make like $900 a day. Okay. All right, second question, Paul. Captain, is out of all the licenses, which one do you think is the best one? The best bang for, you know,
looks like bang for the buck. I'm going to have to go with the 200-ton. It's the most versatile license once you reach a certain level in your career. So I think as introductory, I think it's the way to go.
I agree 100%. The U.S. Coast Guard 200-ton license, you can get it for about $4,000. That has you covered all the way up to a 170-ish-foot boat. Okay, 500 tons ITC. Those are big boats. When you get to that level, it'll be time to upgrade. But this license for $4,000 will get you all the way up there. You're talking 10 years or more of your yachting career, if you even go bigger.
It's a winner.
It's a total winner. Now, here's the thing I want to point out. A license is just a certificate to give you authority to use to do the job. Just because you have a 1,600-ton license doesn't mean that you're qualified to run a 1,600-ton yacht. If you're running a 100-ton yacht or a 100-foot boat, All right. Don't be going in an interview for a 1,600-ton boat. That's like 300. It's 250 feet long. You're not going to get the job because you have no time on those size boats. So don't waste your $30,000 to get the huge license until you actually need it. You can get the smaller license, and then when it's time, you upgrade. Use that extra money. Go buy a car.
Something.
I mean, boat crew, yacht crew spend money like fish anyway.
Yeah,
I mean,
go finance something you can't afford.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. Don't get this huge license and run a tiny-ass boat. It's just, it doesn't make sense.
It's a waste of time and money.
Anyway, I hope this was really informative. Okay, Captain Paul, it was a pleasure having you here. That's the bottom line. I'm Doug, Captain Paul. Casey will be back. You guys have a great day.
Bye, guys.
Bye.